I don't consider age a factor at all. If I want to travel, I'll travel. If I want to do something, I'll do it. I was invited, so I was delighted to go.
And when did you first go to Pakistan?
The first time was about 8 years ago. My husband had died 2 years before, and everyone said to me, you have to do something. I heard that a nun in Pakistan wanted somebody to help with her children, teaching poor children in a rundown district. So I went off to Peshawar. Now, I was due to go in January, but because I told the truth on the form, I said I would love to do a bit of teaching, and the Pakistani government assumed that I'd proselytise. So they delayed it until Bernice, my daughter, who lives in France and passed the embassy going to work, called in and said, my mother never proselytised anybody. She just is a natural traveller. She loves travel. Mm. And told them where I had lived. And she got my visa into her hand. Mm. And she posted it. I went off the following week to work with Elizabeth. But it had been delayed until April, and there was a heat wave when I arrived. I had taken no injections. You didn't need any in January because the mosquitoes would be lying low in the cold. But by April, they were on the wing. And I was in the bed at night watching them commit suicide on a little gadget next to the bed. So it was horrifying. And reading on the paper, old people succumbing to heat wave. And I'd look in the mirror and I'd be purple. And I'd say, oh my goodness, they'll think I was committing suicide. But I loved the place. I loved the people. Eventually, a presentation sister brought me into her convent. And once I got into that convent, the peace, they had been there for years. They were able to cope with the country and the climate. I was given a room in between stories. The top was terribly warm, the bottom was warm, and the middle one was quite cool, and with grating on the window. So the mosquitoes were out, and I was as happy as Larry. And the boiled water in the convent. So we had as much water. We drank. We ate loads of fruit. I taught two postulants then in the convent, English. Loved teaching English. In Cork, I was known as the poetry lady in schools because I used to come in with the poems to teach. Then I was invited up to Murray, and Julie Watson, a Waterford woman, was giving a course. She takes teachers who are too poor to go to university. And she makes brilliant teachers of them and gives them wages of their own in a country where girls aren't allowed work. So I did the part of the English course with the girls on this teacher's training. Enjoy that. Murray then was up in the mountains. It was in the foothills of the Himalayas. So the climate was cool. It was healthy. And the teachers all wanted to tell me their stories. And because I was teaching English, I was delighted for them. You know, I getting them to talk was my job. Mm. So it was great. And then I'd give them the grammar. I'd give them a short poem and we'd analyse that you never stress the prepositions because their language was bad, the quality of it. So I was sort of making it natural as we speak it at home. I was as happy as Larry. They were as happy as Larry. And I've gone back twice since.
Well, now it's years later, now that you've gone back twice, and a lot of people at this stage of their lives wouldn't really think of travelling all those distances. But you keep doing it.
My theory is that if God gives you a spark of talent, you must use it. And I'm living alone. I could be sitting down saying I'm lonely. Instead of that, I've too much to do. You know, so, and besides which, On a television programme there, I was next to a professor from Trinity who said, if you stop using these little connectors in your brain, they die. So I feel I'm sort of getting all the little connectors working and keeping different ones by trying to do more than I'm able. Not too much more, because you have to kind of balance it as you get into your 70s. But, I mean, I when I was 60, I used to say, I'd love to have something done before I'm 69. And now to 79 is the deadline. Like my mother-in-law used to always say, he was a young man if he was her age. But if he was 10 years older, he'd be an old man. But you do put the 10 years, the getting old, you always put it 10 years ahead. And maybe then you'll have to stop. But not, I'd love, honest to God, I'd love to die doing something. I think it would be an ideal way to go.
Well, Beth, I hope it's not for many years to come, because you obviously have an awful lot to achieve yet.